From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. A South Korea report on China and North Korea makes headlines. South Korea's foreign ministry says the country has seized a Hong Kong-flagged ship that transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in international waters, despite United Nations Security Council sanctions. This comes the same day a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman rejected allegations of any Chinese involvement in smuggling goods. That includes facilitating oil shipments to North Korea. Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump said he was disappointed China would take part in an oil exchange with North Korea. Former soccer star George Weah is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. This after Liberia's Electoral Commission declared him the winner of Tuesday's vote. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai and was very popular with young voters. Boakai has conceded the race.
A while ago, I call Ambassador George Manuel Weah of the Coalition for Democratic Change to congratulate him. As an emerging as a winner in the presidential contest.
The United States is preparing to shift its approach in Syria. The government said Friday it pledges to help with the initial recovery following the collapse of the Islamic State's caliphate. U.S.-backed forces liberated the terror group's Syrian capital of Raqqa this past October. Since then, Syrian Democratic Forces have focused their efforts on eradicating remnants of the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said there will be more U.S. diplomats on the ground in what he called a terrain-seizing approach. This is VOA News. At least two attackers opened fire on a Coptic church outside of Cairo Friday, just over a week before Orthodox Christmas celebrations in Egypt. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed people scrambling for cover as a gun battle rages between Egyptian security forces and militants attacking the Mar Mina Coptic church in the Cairo suburb of Helwan. One of the attackers was killed by police and another was apprehended. Egyptian Health Ministry spokesman Khalid Mujahid told Arab media that victims of the attack were taken to several hospitals in the region of Helwan. He says that around 10 people were killed, including one of the attackers, and that patients were taken to a number of local hospitals where some were undergoing emergency surgery. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
On to news regarding Israel and Palestine. Israeli tanks and aircraft struck the Gaza Strip Friday after three rockets were fired from the Palestinian enclave towards Israel. This according to Palestinian and Israeli military sources. The attacks occurred as thousands of Palestinians took to the streets of Gaza and the occupied West Bank for a fourth straight day. Dozens are said to have been injured on Friday. The groups were out in protest of President Trump's of the United States decision earlier this month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Both Israel and Palestine claim the holy city as their capital. A fire erupted in a four-story building in Mumbai Friday, killing at least 15 people and injuring scores of others. The fire started at a restaurant on the top floor at about 1 a.m. local time. And a deadly fire in New York City as well, where authorities say at least 12 people died in one of the worst residential fires in decades. Daniel Nigro is the New York City Fire Commissioner.
This tragedy is without question historic in its magnitude here. And our hearts go out to every family that lost a loved one here and everyone that's fighting for their lives.
U.S. company Apple is apologizing for secretly slowing down the performance of its older iPhones. Earlier in the week, Apple acknowledged that it had taken action to slow down older iPhones after being presented with data from a private lab seemingly showing the iPhone 6 and iPhone 7 models perform more slowly as they aged. I'm Liz Pelka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.